Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. God help any man who is trapped in my house with me right now. I will be all over them. What I love about it, it's like there's these overtones of domination and objectification. And it just gets into all this fun stuff. I know other women get in this mode, right? Whether we're ovulating or we are just like, you just want to do it. You just want it to be raw and primal, and you want some strong man to manhandle the shit out of you and just fuck you like there's no tomorrow. The shoulders, the hands, the abs, the height, the buns. I love a man's perky, fun buns. I just want to smack them and bite them. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, I hope you guys had a nice weekend and happy Tuesday. Hey, did you guys get a chance to listen to last Saturday's episode? I think it was episode 315 with Ruin Willow. Oh my gosh, you got to check that out. Do you like erotica? Do you love a woman with a sexy voice who reads erotica, writes erotica? She is the one. You got to check her out, guys. We had a really fun interview and we actually did a little on-the-spot erotica. She's definitely better than me, but I did my best. So you guys can give that a listen and rate me. And don't be too harsh. Actually, I think I kind of think I sucked. She's great at it. Anyway, I have a couple little rants I just have to get off my chest. I was looking at some pictures and I saw a picture of this woman and she was like all propped up with pillows underneath her. Some guy was like ready, getting her in the right position because he was going to really just plow her from the back. And I thought, you know what? I'm a little miffed. Nobody's ever put pillows under me. Why has nobody pillowed me? Like, why haven't they propped me and put me in that position? I'm just feeling left out of the loop. I want that. That's never happened. So I think next time I go see Goldie, I'm going to be like, okay, we're doing the pillow thing. I want to experience it. Plus, I've heard that it feels really good for women and it gets the right angle. So yes, definitely something I'm in the mood for right now. I'm on fire. Wait till I jump into it, guys. Wait till I jump into this episode. The second gripe, the thing that's irked me recently is why, for the love of God, people that make bodysuits don't give you a wide enough fabric at the snaps. Why are you making it like so small? I mean, where the snaps come together. Well, first of all, my problem is I'm tall. So they're making these bodysuits for women with smaller torsos than me. And so I got that going for me because it yanks it up into my labia. And then the fabric is so skinny to boot because it's stretched thinner at that point because it's being stretched long. But it was thin to begin with. Let's face it, where those little snaps come together. Ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about. This sucks. Like, designers, please, I hope you listen to this podcast. And I hope you know that women have vaginas wider than 1 inch. Where those snaps are, it's not very comfortable. I don't want to be pinched. And or worse of all, half my vag is falling asleep. Oh, I know some women out there just went, I know that feeling. Yes, ladies, have you had your vag fall asleep? I've had half of it fall asleep, depending on the angle. I've had all of it fall asleep. It happens sometimes when I'm riding my exercise bike. It's the weirdest thing, though. It kind of feels really good because then once it starts waking up, it's tingling and throbbing and thumping. It's actually pretty fun, but I don't want that from a bodysuit. I don't want this to be induced from bodysuits. So please make them longer and put some more fabric down there. Stop being cheap. All right. There, I'm done with that. Now, Oh, one more thing, guys. I want to remind you, don't forget, I am looking for a new producer for the show. So if anybody out there has production experience, they would like an internship at a really fun podcast with a really fun podcast host, all you need to do is just shoot me an email. Put internship, and this is an internship too, by the way. It's not a paid position yet. Put internship and email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Okay, so there's this topic that I am a little embarrassed about. I've wanted to do this episode title for quite a while. I'm totally into breeding kinks, breeding fetishes, all of it. It does it for me. But I've always been a little bit embarrassed to admit that, talk about it, do a whole darn episode on it. But today is the day. I'm finally just going to fully come out of the closet with it. Some people might be squirming in their seats right now, but let me just tell you why this is so fucking hot. But before I jump into that, I want to remind you the reason that I'm even doing this episode right now. So I don't want everything that I say held against me forever and ever, because I am ovulating right now. That's what got me on this episode. My Apple Watch thumped me this morning. It was like, doo, doo, doo. It tells you where you are in your cycle. And it's like, you're going into your ovulation. And sure as shit, when I got up, I could feel it because I know how I feel. I know how horny I get. I know how everything's working when I'm ovulating. And timing wise, it's definitely right on. So because I'm this revved up and because I'm this horny, I can be brave enough to discuss this whole need to breed. And it's the perfect time because right, this is when it hits, when you're ovulating. And that if you have a breeding kink or you get turned on by that, that's a fetish of yours. Right now, my head is like popping off because I just want to rip somebody off the streets right now. I am going to be seeing Goldie in a couple days. We will be in the safe zone at that point. But my God, God help any man who is trapped in my house with me right now. Be all over them. I just turn into this complete animal. And so this is why this is the absolute perfect time to record this episode. So what is it about it? Why is it so hot? I mean, it's breaking down the sex acts to the most primal, to its most primal basic function. And it's kind of like natural selection, you know, when you're thinking about who you want breeding you, and it's got to be the, you know, the strongest, the fittest, for me, the tallest, just most manly, badass motherfucker. Like that is who you want when you're just in that primal breeding mode. And it's like, let me just be your little breeding bitch. And there's also what I love about it. It's like there's these overtones of domination and objectification. And it just gets into all this fun stuff. And, you know, the sheer Darwinism of it, you know, the whole survival of the fittest. And, you know, I start noticing men's bodies more, you know, when I'm in this mode, when I'm like, oh, you know, you're looking for the best specimen, the sexiest, you know, the leanest muscles. And for me, it's like height and shoulders and hands and strength. And oh God, like, yes, let my DNA and your DNA mix, please. Let's do some fluid bonding. I don't even like that word, fluid bonding. But when I'm ovulating like this and I'm getting that like breeding mode, I think about it. I'm like, yes, I totally want that. The other thing is the sexy part about this, you know, just the whole breeding fetish, fantasy, kink, kind of a lot of stuff falls under that umbrella. But for me, I'm also, you know, you can start dabbling in the forced breeding kink, you know, and the consent, non-consent. I mean, if a guy said he was going to force breed me right now during sex, oh my God, I would literally lose my mind. I mean, I would probably just squirt all over the place. I wouldn't be able to hold myself back. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's almost embarrassing to admit that I just find all this stuff so super, super sexy. I mean, hot, just that whole, this is my woman. This is my breeding machine. This is my, yeah, my cum dumpster, all that stuff. Like, oh God, I'm your breeding bitch. Let me be your breeding bitch. But nobody else gets her. And oh God, that stuff is so, it's just right now. Like, this is what I need. And I've got to think, like, I know other women get in this mode, right? Whether we're ovulating and we are just like, you just want to do it. You just want it to be raw and primal. And you want some strong man to manhandle the shit out of you and just fuck you like there's no tomorrow. And that's what's happening. And this is, and so this whole, like, I've noticed, like, where my desire for this breeding type fantasy scenario, it all just kicks off around ovulation. Oh my God. Oh, I'm glad I'm capturing this because right now I am feeling it. I am feeling every bit of what I'm saying right now because I'm there cycle-wise. I am there. But again, why is this so embarrassing, like, to admit that women just have this, like, there's just times where we just want to straight up fuck. I mean, and I don't even, and you know, the fluid bonding, like I said, the cream pie and the coming inside of me and being filled up and just like, you really literally crave that. You feel like you want it, you need it, like, give it to me right now. Like, if there was, I'm not joking, if there was an attractive man in the house with me right now, like, I wouldn't be able to stay off of him. Like, I'd literally be jumping on him naked. Like, please fuck me. That is how it feels. And it's even when this is so much better, when you have someone around that, you know, you have a normal, regular access to. When it's someone you just are all about, oh my God, I love that. I love being with a partner that I'm just all about. Like, doesn't matter. I can look at you. It doesn't need to be, I don't need to be ovulating. It doesn't need to be that time. Just the right primal guy will just always, his presence will bring that out in you. You're feeling it all the time. And therefore, it is kind of constant. It's not just right now, since I don't have that right person that brings it out in me naturally because their presence does. I still get it though. I still get it during ovulation. But when it's so much better when it's brought out by somebody, oh God. And you just want them, and you want them just dominating you and breeding you all the time. Oh my God. This just gets me so excited and so pumped up. Plus, this just plays into every little bit about me, how I'm wired, just how much I love men. I love you, men. God, you are so sexy. I mean, don't let anybody ever tell you your masculinity is toxic. Like, I hate that word. I don't know what ding dong dingling came up with that toxic masculinity and that being something men have to, oh, now we got to watch out for and we can't be men because we're being toxic. That is so stupid. I mean, seriously, that's just stop wanting what you don't want. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Men, you guys are sexy as hell. And never be picked on for your fabulous, hot, sexy masculinity. It's the best. Like, keep doing it. Keep doing it. That's what a woman like me lives for. It's so the shoulders, the hands, the abs, the height, the buns. I love a man's perky, fun buns. I just want to smack them and bite them. That is so much fun. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. Yeah, guys, don't ever be ashamed of that stuff. That is what makes the world go round. That is what gets a woman wet and hot and excited and all these delicious, yummy, fun things that turns us on to no end. Oh my God, you guys are just so damn sexy. Fuck. And you know what? I'm just able, like, this, I love this time in my cycle because my body just gets to do what it's naturally supposed to do. This is what it wants to do. This is what evolution built me for. And I'm not suppressing it with any sort of chemical birth control. That doesn't mean I'm not using birth control. I'm just not suppressing all of this, all of the stuff that's naturally supposed to go on that get us juiced up and that make our libidos match up. I think women would be doing themselves a big service if they started practicing fertility awareness method. It is birth control just without the hormones. Because the problem with all those hormones is it takes away all the good stuff, it dulls your libido, it zaps your sex drive, it dries you up, it can make sex painful. There's all these side effects with chemical birth controls that really go against. I mean, you're trying to prevent a pregnancy, but you're not trying to take napalm to your whole sexual desire. But that's kind of what happens. it takes all the good stuff away. So, oh my gosh, I feel like if you're in the birth control cloud, the birth control chemical cloud, you need a break. Give your body a break from it. Just see how everything resets and how horny you get and how I think a lot of women don't really truly know what their baseline for horniness is, what their actual true natural state of being and how and letting their sexuality just be what it's supposed to be, feel the way it's supposed to feel. If you've been on birth control, which most women have, you've been on chemical birth control since you started having sex, you don't really truly know what your sexual baseline is because you're suppressing it. You don't know how orgasmic you are because you're suppressing it. So I just say, ladies, do yourself a big old fat favor. Google Fertility Awareness Method. Buy the book. A lot of people teach it. It's really simple. And the thing I love about it is it's like I'm empowered. I'm not worried about a pregnancy scare. I know what the fuck's going on in my body. Just even that makes me feel turned on and horny and excited. It's empowering. It's like I'm in control of this and what is going on. Not just I'm sitting back going, gee, well, I guess I'm just, someone that just doesn't have a high sex drive or it's just not important to me or I'm past that phase in my life or whatever. Fill in the blanks with whatever excuse you want. And I really think a lot of women just actually, they believe that that's their baseline, but it isn't. It isn't. Give yourself 45 days. Like, let things reset and recalibrate and see where you're at, because you will be surprised. Those chemical birth controls, they do a number on you. And it was very hard for me to come off of what I was on that I had been on for 10 years. It really took a long time to sort of recalibrate and readjust. But oh my gosh, I'm just a horny little slut. That's all I know. I love it. I love every minute of it. I feel like that's why I'm so orgasmic, because I'm not suppressing all these great chemicals and things that go along with your body doing what it's naturally supposed to do every month and not fucking with that. Like I said, there's way more reliable ways to prevent a pregnancy, especially if you're, as a woman, if you're involved in it and you know what's going on. And I don't know. And I think it's kind of cool. Like, I think it's sexy when my partner knows, like, when my cycle is, and he can tell too. And he's able to just track it. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm a weirdo, just sicko, but geek. But I just think I find all this stuff just extremely hot and sexy. And that's why I'm just so perfectly made for a man, because he's horny and I'm horny and we just want to screw each other's brains out and give each other the best orgasms. Ugh. Look, be better. There's not a whole lot better than that, guys. I mean, geez, who is going to deny that? And then the fun part too is because, I'm quote unquote, I'm not on birth control, then, I can also get into the whole fantasy, the breeding fantasy of, I'm at risk of getting pregnant. Oh my God, pump me full of that potent sperm because it might impregnate me. I mean, even just that role play there, knowing that I get to play out that fantasy and sort of live in the fantasy that, it could happen. I mean, I know damn well what's going on in my body. I am measuring it every day and making sure that I'm avoiding those days specifically. However, I still get to pretend and just get in that mindset like, I get to ride that chemical highway where I'm super amped and super pumped right up until the point where I know I shouldn't. But where right up until that point, I'm still going to pretend like, oh my God, you know, you can be having sex with that thought in your head. Like, this is so dirty. This is so risky right now. Like he could totally put a baby in me and just fuck me full of that hot, potent sperm. Oh, God, that stuff is sexy. I mean, I don't know. And I really feel like I know the women that aren't on chemical birth control and that are measuring and monitoring their fertility. They know what the fuck I'm talking about. They know where it's at. Like I'm preaching to the choir. They get it. They know. But when you haven't had that experience yet of just having sex, just totally, you know, where it feels like you're freewheeling it, you're not, but you know, you get to live in that place, that with that sensation, it's just, and there's no chemicals suppressing every feeling, you know, all the feelings and just while you're having it, you're more sensitive. I mean, it really is amazing. So not trying to push anybody to do something they're not comfortable with, but I am telling you, it is the way to go. Oh, I really think it's probably one of the biggest contributing factors to why I am so just sexual and horny and want it. And then I get in this mode, this breeding mode, and I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, I feel like a fiend, like an absolute fiend. Like I gotta have it. Somebody needs to fucking breed me right now. This just dirty little cunt can't, just needs it. I have to have it. I have a feeling that years from now, this will be an episode where people ask me, is there anything you regret saying? Or are there any episodes you want to take down? Yeah, the breed me one. That one. I'll want to rip that down. But right now, I don't care. I really don't care because I'm so horny. I'm thinking with my little head, not my big head. My clit is doing all the thinking for me right now. Just that's where all the blood flow is. And I wouldn't change a damn thing about it. So what do you guys think? Anybody else out there share my sentiments? Anybody have a breeding fetish or kink? I mean, I'm just all about it. I'm about all of it. It's the whole, everything under that umbrella, even the real weird stuff where like women are getting milked. Just like, oh God. Oh yes. Squeeze my big swollen tits and let me express some milk. That sounds like a really good idea. Oh my gosh. Well, there we go. Some true confessions from Layla there, my shameful breeding kink. I don't know why I know I've brought it up before, and I know I've nibbled around the edges of it and said like, oh yeah, I think that's hot, but I don't think I've ever quite gotten into the details like this. It just, and the sex you have right up until you're in the danger zone, I mean, it just feels so good. And I love experiencing that sensation of just knowing what it's like to be crazy out of your mind, wanting to fuck so bad you can't even stand it. And then when you get it, it just blows you away. Nothing quite feels as good. So my hope is that a lot more women out there get to experience that because their partners are seriously going to benefit from it. You want to watch your woman just lose it, go crazy on you and fuck you like a dirty whore. She's going to fuck you like the dirty little whore that you are. Oh, yes, I'm all about it. All right, guys. Well, I would love your feedback on this episode. Don't hold back. Don't be shy. Obviously, I'm not. You know, you can always leave me voice messages. It's one of my favorites. It takes me a while sometimes to get through them because I do get a lot, but I'm getting good at just getting back to people quickly. You've got 5 minutes. Just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side. We can talk about anything you want. Dealer's choice. All right, guys, that's it. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.